The message came into mission control at 9:08 p.m. April 13th, 1970.
Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories of revolutionary ideas, emerging technologies, and the people behind the concepts that shape the future.
While en route to the moon, an oxygen tank in the Apollo 13 service command module ruptured, setting off a chain of events that would come to be recognized as one of the most successful failures of all time. Just 13 minutes after the explosion, Commander Jim Lovell looked out the window to see evidence that pointed toward catastrophe.
We are venting something out into space. It's a gas of some sort.
As the oxygen dissipated into space, so did the crew's hopes for a lunar landing. But an even bigger issue loomed. Did the astronauts have the resources to return home? A dedicated team kicked into action, searching for solutions that would bring the crew back to Earth. Failure was simply not an option. And 5 days, 22 hours, and 54 minutes after launch, the crippled spacecraft arrived safely home, making 13 a lucky number after all. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.